11 to 10, this Michael Johnston, the senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. I'll give you one of his pluses and one of his minuses of MMP. He says, in favour of MMP, or one thing good about it, is that parties are represented in Parliament in proportion to the support they attract from voters, which deals with the issue that I told you about, you know, in the past. National in 1978 and 1981 winning the most seats, but Labour getting a larger share of the votes. So he says that's a good thing about it. That's a plus. A minus of MMP, though, he says, is one argument is its complexity. It's not clear that most voters know what they're doing. This goes back to our call there, calling us all village idiots. He says it's not clear that most voters know what they're doing when they cast each of their two votes, one for a local member and one for a list MP. He says that a New Zealand Initiative report in 2020 showed that fewer than half of voters know the rules governing how a party can get members into Parliament. Scary, eh? 10 to 10.